Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, is calling on all farmers to ensure they are prepared for natural disasters. Stay with us for hurricane tips for crops and livestock and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-3590-4 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
There are some important things to bear in mind and do to mitigate the effects of a natural disaster on crops and livestock. President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, says it is better to be prepared.
The agricultural sector is critical to the development of the Jamaican economy, and if we need to do everything possible to protect life and property and to ensure that after the disaster, we can be a part of the rebuilding process.
Pay attention to the following tips. Secure farm machinery and tools. Farm machinery such as chainsaws, tractors, and trucks should be filled with fuel. Store enough water and feed to last livestock for at least 1 week. Prune trees and branches that are directly over livestock houses and other farm buildings. Store pesticides and other farm chemicals away from feed and planting materials. Secure important documents in waterproof containers. Remove irrigation lines. Secure farm records and store them in a dry, safe place. Secure farm records and store them in a dry, safe place. Disconnect all electrical fixtures on your farm. Ensure that you have a first aid kit and store it in a safe, dry area. And secure planting material for the post-storm period. Livestock farmers are being encouraged to store at least a week's supply of feed, hay, and water for animals. Cover and store feed and hay high above the ground to avoid getting wet and moldy. Stock up on basic veterinary supplies such as bandages, antibiotics, vitamins, and restraint equipment, for example, a rope. Evacuate any animals from areas that are low-lying and prone to flooding before the storm or hurricane strikes. Secure barns and pens by nailing down any loose boards or roofing material or strap them down to the ground by tying with rope. Place all equipment under cover. Turn off electrical power and water before disaster hits. Sheep, goats, rabbits, pigs can be relocated to the garage or covered area before a disaster. Wooden pallets can be used as temporary pens in the garage. Do not go looking for animals during the hurricane. Wait until clearance is given. And remove cattle and small ruminants from low-lying areas and take them to higher ground.
All our parish officers and our parish presidents and our leaders of commodity association, they are on standby. All our volunteers will be providing information to the central JAS database, and we'll disseminate this to the media and to ODPF. What is going to be critical is that we get a quick response mechanism to render the necessary assistance to those farmers so that we can continue to the rebuilding process.
JAS President Norman Grant. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Trouble na set like rain. Translation: trouble does not give a forecast, and this means problems come unexpectedly. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.